Greetings, everyone. In explaining the 12 principles of Agile Manifesto, I would first of all like to talk about Agile in itself, what it's all about. Agile is a philosophy. It is an idea. It is a way of life. It is a reality, a theory, or attitude that acts as a guiding principle for behavior. It is pragmatic in that it is practical. It's a methodology in getting projects done. Then talking about Agile, trying to explain what it means in its simplest form, like when you're talking to a child, you can say that Agile means to break down the work. And only the work that matters most should be done. So if a task is too big, you break it down in bits, in smaller tasks called sprints, and then you work on them. And each time you finish one of those small tasks, you ask people what they think. So that is explaining it to a child. So when you have a work that looks too big, ambiguous, you break it down and then you work on each small task. And when you are done with a particular one, you ask the customer, the person to make use of that, to know what he or she thinks about what you have done. And if the feedback comes that you need to improve on it, that you need to add more values, you go back, redo it, sit on it back, to know whether you have brought out the best. So that is Agile, because it is continuous, and that is called iteration. It is continuous, it is increasing, and it is repetitive. Then putting it more aptly, Agile is an iterative approach to managing projects or development of products that focuses on continuous releases and incorporating customer feedback with every iteration. Just like I explained earlier, like when you're talking to a child, what Agile is all about. So it focuses on continuous releases. It is iterative because it is repetitive and it is increasing. So each time you finish a particular task, as you have broken it down in sprints, you turn it out to the customer who makes use of that to find out what he or she thinks about that particular product. If it's okay, all right, you know that you have succeeded in what you have done. If the feedback is that you need to do more, you need to add more, then you still go back, redo it, and turn it back to the customer, because they are the end users. You need to satisfy your customer. But what matters here is that you have broken it down in sprints to make it simpler for you and more manageable, and also to help you do it in the shortest time possible. Agile is the ability to create and respond to change. It's a way of dealing with and ultimately succeeding in an uncertain and turbulent environment. So it deals with change. No matter the change that crops up at each sprint, it tries to tackle it and move on. What matters is to turn out that product on time. So it works through turbulent environments, in an uncertain environment. It doesn't look at that. What it focuses on is getting the best to the customer. It involves members from various cross-functional teams. That Agile involves members from various cross-functional teams. So they get people from different walks of life to a particular team. You may have an operations person, somebody from operations, you may have somebody from finance, you may have an IT person, you may have an HR person, you may have a sales person. It depends on what you are producing or what you are developing in a project. So you bring all these people together from different walks of life who have the expertise it takes to bring out the product or to produce that particular product, and in the shortest time possible. Then looking at the Agile Manifesto values, it values individuals and interactions over processes and tools. So it values the interactions between the team and even between the customer and the team over processes and tools. It doesn't look at the processes used in bringing about a product or developing a working software or the tools used in doing them. What matters is the interactions they have with the individuals, both within themselves and then the customers. It values working software over comprehensive documentation. So having a working software is first and uppermost in their mind, or having a quality product. So it values that over documentation, trying to document all that they have done. Then it values customer collaboration over contract negotiation. Like I said earlier, it is customer based in that it gets feedback from the customer and values their customers because they are the users of the products that they are turning out. So they need to get the best to their customers. And in order to get that done, they need to collaborate with their customers, getting feedback from them and then imputing those feedback in order to get the best of that particular software or product. Then it values response to change over following a plan. So like I also said earlier, they adapt to change is adaptive, because any change that crops up, it tries to adapt and tries to move on and get the best of a software or product. So you don't look at following a laid down plan. So they mustn't have all the plan laid out before they start to produce a software or develop a software or have a product produced. Now going to the 12 principles of Agile Manifesto. The first one there is that the highest priority is to satisfy the customer through early and continuous delivery of valuable software. So through iterations in each sprint, they try to satisfy the customer. When they impute all the feedback that they get from the customer in order to get the best products or get a working software. So their highest priority is to satisfy the customer, because they are the ones to make use of the products, like I said earlier. Then two, welcomes changing requirements, even late in development. Agile processes harness change for the customer's competitive advantage. So I also mentioned it earlier in when I was talking about the values. So they welcome change no matter the time it crops up, whether in the beginning of a project, at the beginning of a project, or towards the end, or at the end. What matters is to get the best. So whenever the change comes, they incorporate it in order to turn out the best product. Number three, delivers working software frequently, from a couple of weeks to a couple of months, with a preference to the shorter time scale. So they look at the time frame and the time scale, what they require, what they use most of the time, or to use the shortest time possible to turn out a particular product. So they work within 1 to 4 weeks in each particular sprint to get the best of that product. And after it, each sprint, they still turn it out to the customers for review and feedback and incorporate it in the next sprint. So they work within the shortest time scale, within 1 to 4 weeks, to get the products done. Four, business people and developers must work together daily throughout the project. So there must be daily meetings. They must work daily in order to get that work done. Since they have the shortest time frame to achieve that particular project, they have to work daily. It's not something they will do today and wait to continue in another 1 week. They must do it daily to get it done within the shortest time possible. Five, They build projects around motivated individuals, give them the environment and support they need, and trust them to get the job done. So they work in a friendly environment. There must be an enabling environment for them to work in. And they also have to get all the support they need. And also they have to be trusted that they will get the job done on time, because they are people with expertise in all that they do. They come from different walks of life and they have experiences, and it's something they have been doing. They are knowledgeable in what they are doing, so they must be trusted to deliver. Six, agile processes promote sustainable development. The sponsors, developers, and users should be able to maintain a constant pace indefinitely. So there must be a pace that they must maintain. Since they have the shortest time possible to turn out a product in new sprints, they must maintain a particular pace in order to achieve that. Seven, working software is a primary measure of progress. So the primary measure of progress here is having a working software or having a quality product that is usable. So that is what they use in measuring their success. Eight, the most efficient and effective method of conveying information to and within a development team is face-to-face conversation. There must be a face-to-face conversation. That is the best mode of communication and having information. When they work together and they see each other and they brainstorm. So in the course of doing that, because they are meeting face-to-face, it is more effective. The communication is more effective and it helps them to work in the shortest time possible. Number nine, continuous attention to technical excellence and good design enhances agility. So there must be that continuous attention to technical excellence. In each iteration, in each sprint, when they finish a particular sprint and they turn it out to the customers and the feedback comes from the customers, they have to incorporate it, and so they keep improving in each sprint. So having a continuous attention to technical excellence, what matters to them is to keep improving in order to get the best. The 10th principle, simplicity, the art of maximizing the amount of work not done, is essential. So they have to keep it as simple as possible. Whatever is not necessary, whatever is not needed, should not be paid attention to, should not be inclusive. So the focus is on getting that product done and getting a workable software in the shortest time possible. The 11th principle, the best architectures, requirements, and designs emerge from self-organizing teams. So the teams are self-organized. In agile teams, they are self-organized because they came from cross-functional teams. They came from different walks of life. So they have the expertise needed. They have the experience needed. They are quite knowledgeable in what they do. So they don't require supervision. They don't require a manager. So they must be trusted to get the product done, to get the project done. So they are self-organized. The last principle, the 12th one, at regular intervals, the team reflects on how to become more effective, then tunes and adjusts its behavior accordingly. So as they develop in each iteration, as they make progress in each iteration, they also look at the things that they need to change and change those ones and imbibe the ones that will help them to get the best of that project. So they have to adapt. They have to adapt and they have to implement the best in the adjustment. So as they implement those adjustments, it also helps them to adapt and keep getting better in what they do. So agile is the best method to you to be used in getting a project done, because it makes things simple, It breaks it down in bits, that's simplifying it. And it's repetitive, that's iterative, and it is continuous, and it values the customer's feedback, and it involves people from different walks of life, that's the cross-functional teams. And when they come together and brainstorm, because they have the expertise needed, they also try to get the project done. And since there is the shortest time frame attached to it, they also work within time and within budget. So Agile is a method to be used in bringing out a particular product or executing a project effectively. Thank you.